Jeremy, I will miss you. Jeremy, we met in school. Sometimes I like to pretend that you're a lady and I get turned on. But as a man, I respect you like no one else. No, 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 no.
It's a good song.
Thank you.
It's a truthful song.
It's a truthful
We're
song.
We're both going to miss him.
We're going to miss Jeremy.
Yeah.
Jeremy, you're leaving us. Did you know that?
This is the first I am hearing about this.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. I'm glad. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. You're getting picked up in like 12 hours. No, that's more than 12 hours from now.
A little bit more.
Yeah. You're off to greener pastures, my friend.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
Okay.
Yeah, you're doing okay? Yeah. Good. We just had a good dinner with Mr. A. Mr. B.
Yeah.
And Mike.
Mike.
Mike doesn't. Mike's too cool for a nickname.
Yeah. No, he can't. He doesn't need a nickname.
I think six of the greatest gentlemen ever to grace the law school's campus.
And Earth.
And Earth in general, and especially Lubbock.
Yeah.
Definitely. We got a good mix of minorities in the group. It's like it's very progressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. For Lubbock, that must have been the most progressive table.
I think so. Oh, especially at that restaurant.
Oh, yeah. Because
we got one full on Asian. Right?
Yeah.
And then one full-on South Asian.
Yeah.
Right? And then you got a quarter East Asian, right? Because Mr. A is more like, he's Philippines.
Yeah, he's
Filipino. Philippines, yeah. Right? And he's a Filipino. He's half Filipino, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we have Mr. B, who is just the good old American.
Yeah.
And then we have Jeremy, who is our Jewish brethren.
Yeah.
Right? And then Mr. Hansen, down south in Texas, part Puerto Rican. Yeah, so it all works out. Well, Jeremy, this is the last one.
Yeah.
Kind of depressing.
Sure. It's a little sad.
Yeah, so how about you do the honors? What are we going to review today, Jeremy?
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Boom. Yep.
What we are reviewing.
We are reviewing that, and who does it? It's weird. It's like, who does a star? You know, let's see. Who is it, Jeremy? Who we got?
Gary Oldman, and I always saw his name as... It's... Jason Clark?
Yeah.
Jason Clark.
Right. Yeah.
And the girl from Felicity.
Carrie Russell. Yeah.
I always think she's so pretty, but she never gets good roles in anything.
I never got that.
She's a pretty good actress.
Oh, yeah. I think she's good. But she doesn't get, like...
She gets crap roles. She has a shitty agent.
Like in this movie. She's just like,
I think this is the best role she's had in a while, though. I just never got it.
It's probably the biggest role she's had
and
in a long
Kurt
time.
And Kurt Acevedo and Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis is great. I think with Carrie Russell, I don't know if you guys had this problem. Maybe it was a personal problem of mine, but everyone's like, oh, Felicity, she's so pretty. I just never got it. I didn't think she was pretty.
That's okay.
But it's also because she's lacking in some areas that...
Our core
for my values, you know,
for your values.
as a human. Yeah.
Okay.
Jeremy knows what I'm talking about.
I do.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Good.
Very good.
So, and Sam, who directed this?
So, his name is Matt Reeves. He, he's known for Felicity. That's cool.
Oh, that makes sense. That's the only way she got in.
Yeah, he directed Felicity. Now I understand. He also directed Cloverfield. Let Me In, the not the Swedish one, the U.S. one.
Yeah.
Which is also supposed to be pretty good. And he obviously directed Dawn of the Planet of the Apes.
Okay, that's good. And he's set up to direct the sequel.
He's set up to do the sequel to Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, which... You know,
right?
Probably pretty cool.
Right, and before Sam tells us about what this movie's about, Jeremy, do you want to give people a rundown about what the first movie was about?
Oh well, the first movie is pretty much set up of how Caesar ended up becoming the ape that he ended up being, the leader.
Yeah. We'll get you close to the microphone, Jeremy. Yeah. Let's scooch up a little bit next time. Yeah.
Yeah, so the first movie set that up, and like who was the big dude in that movie? James Franco?
Franco was big in that.
Right. James Franco and Frida Pinto.
Okay.
And
who's so pretty.
John Lithgow.
So
hot. John Lithgow.
I actually saw the first one. Like is the main thing, like, you know, they kind of taught Caesar all this stuff, and then like why did he break out? Like what was the reason?
why didn't...
Well, he didn't break out because the project got axed and James Franco takes the ape to his house and trains him.
Oh, okay.
Right, and John Lithgow had Alzheimer's, right?
Yeah, it was Alzheimer's, okay. And the test
He had severe Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And he's trying to cure him with the same test. And then okay. they use the Caesar
okay.
as yeah. a test.
Okay.
And then it's then all hell breaks uh-huh. loose. He winds up leaving Caesar. This is spoilers all the way around. But he leaves Caesar at like an ape sanctuary.
Yeah, the first movie.
The first movie. He leaves Caesar at an ape sanctuary, and that's where he meets Koba.
Okay, right, and the rest of them.
Right, Maurice.
Yeah. And remember Maurice, yeah.
The main character, Ash yeah. Rocket.
Yeah, all that stuff, yeah. right? And they all kind of break out.
Okay.
And the thing is, like, the breakout stuff for Rise of Planet of the Apes really is, it's like the last 15 minutes of the movie.
Right. Okay. But yeah. Caesar steals the same thing that he had that made him more intelligent and basically splatters out all across the zoo.
So all the like, apes all the get apes. The... A taste of that drug that Franco's yeah. working
so,
on.
Yeah, so like the more intelligent ones in this movie were all at the zoo with him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so that's why some of them can speak more.
Yeah, right. So some clearly. Can.
Right, okay. The ones that got it first were speaking more.
I.e. Koba. Okay. Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Maurice, I thought, would have a little more speaking, but he did not in this movie.
That's true.
But
because he was like a pretty big deal in the first movie.
He was. So. He's a big presence.
His character was voiced by a woman.
Ah, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
No. And also caveat: I didn't even really like that movie that much, but I like this movie way better.
Okay. Cool.
What do you think, Jeremy?
Oh yeah, this movie is much better. I like the first one, but I like this one a lot better.
That's a general consensus too, I think. James Franco was just really shitty acting right. in that movie.
I mean,
that's true.
He's not super
the cast
fantastic.
Wasn't.
The
great.
Cast was pretty bad.
The yeah. cast was much better in this movie.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Which is interesting because, I mean, aside from Gary Oldman, you don't have really big names. I mean, you have...
Jason Clarke is sort of big, but yeah.
Zero Dark Thirty. Yeah, I mean, he just kind of recently came on.
He's a rising star.
Yeah, he's a rising star.
Yeah, and he's in a lot of movies coming up, so...
And he did a great job.
Get used to
he did good.
Yeah. 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 So, Sam, what's the synopsis for this movie?
So, basically, what happens in this movie is it's 10 years after all the stuff in the first movie, and there's, like, a disease that killed a bunch of people, so there are very small, like, tribes of humans left. And Caesar, like, has helped a bunch of apes. It's, like, nondescript. Not, like, he's a common chimpanzee or something. And it's not, like, just common chimpanzees. It's all apes. And he helped them all kind of learn some sign language kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them to speak a little bit.
Yeah.
And kind of made, like, a very rudimentary community. And the humans basically need to get to this dam, which is, like, right... in the path of where Caesar's like camp is. And so the movie is about the humans getting into the camp and then using it to turn on all the power in their like little town. Is
right.
it San Francisco?
San Francisco. And that's where the first like movie was. Yeah. The first okay. movie was in San Francisco too.
Okay. Yeah. So,
it's Muir Woods.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. So they get the power to that. And then a lot of conflicts kind of arise because basically all the apes are like, don't trust any of the humans. And Caesar is like, no, some of them are nice. And there's like a lot of inter-ape problems and
yeah.
inter-human problems.
Some of it harkens back to the first movie, but not enough that if you hadn't seen it, Sam, it wasn't enough to like confuse you.
No, I mean, it basically explains everything that happens in like the first 20
from the
seconds,
get-go, yeah.
The opening sequence just shows the disease killing everyone and you're like, well, a lot of people died and there are apes that can talk.
Yeah.
That's all.
No, yeah,
you
that's
really
true.
Need to know. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's about kind of like the interaction between these two groups.
Yeah.
And misunderstandings.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, which is very interesting. And I mean, this movie was very cool. I guess we'll talk, let's go around since it's going to be just us three. Let's talk favorite scene for the first round. Jeremy, do you want to kick it off? Do you want to start with someone else?
Yeah, why don't you? Sorry.
Okay. Jeremy picks me, so I'll do it.
Okay.
Favorite scene, I would have to say, is when I don't want to give it away. I'll just tell you guys the fire scene when things catch fire.
Yeah.
And everyone goes crazy.
Oh yeah, that looks good.
It looked great.
Yeah, the
and
CGI?
that's a great turning point in the movie too.
Yeah, the CGI in this film is fantastic.
Oh yeah,
great.
Yeah.
The apes look so realistic.
They do.
It's
They do.
It's a little eerie.
And that's my favorite scene. Now, Sam, what's your favorite scene?
My favorite scene is probably whenever all hell breaks loose later.
Oh, like right, like kind of towards the just after the fire. It's yeah, awesome. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
that's a great. The third act in this movie is fantastic.
Yeah,
Jeremy, what do you have?
Yeah, I guess I would just say the probably like Koba's uprising scene.
Just like
I
in general,
say.
Yeah,
yeah, that was good.
That's kind of a sequence, like when he takes the one monkey.
Like how it's shot. I wouldn't want to spoil it.
Yeah, I don't want. There's a lot of beautiful things in here. We can't really talk about
it.
I would say my second favorite scene. You guys might probably agree with me. Was when the final showdown between Caesar and Koba.
Oh, that was great. That was an awesome fight.
That was super duper cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you liked in general, Jeremy? Do you want to take this one?
Sure. Okay. I mean, I liked it was pretty big or bigly thematic.
Yeah.
Oh, the themes. Yeah.
The themes.
Yeah.
It was just like a power struggle the entire time.
Yeah. That's true.
And what it means to be a leader, basically.
Well, it's also like dynamics from the macro to the micro sense in terms of power struggles.
Yeah. Right. You have like the little fights between just like
within the groups and
within each group.
The groups.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying.
That was set up. I thought the acting was great. The
voice acting alone.
The CGI
was
amazing.
CGI was great. Yeah. Those are all very good. Do you have a preference? Do you have a favorite ape? Or do you have like a favorite standout performance?
Well, Koba was a great character.
Fantastic bad guy.
As a tidbit of information, I think Koba is named, they named the monkey Koba because of Stalin. That was his nickname in Russia. And that's because I have a book called Koba the Dread. It's very good. You guys should read it.
Is it like completely about Stalin?
It's more like people dealing with him. Oh. Yeah.
It's just like, he's just a butthole.
He's nuts. I remember on CNN, there was like this whole thing about it was like a Cold War thing. They were talking about, this is a tangent, but some waiter was walking by and he was giving everyone their wine at this dinner that Stalin's at.
Normal event?
Yeah, and apparently this guy tripped and the glass of wine fell on Stalin.
Aww.
And the whole restaurant went quiet, all right, he's going to get shot in the fucking face now. But then Stalin just laughed it off.
Oh, okay.
He lived to serve another day.
To die another day.
It's a great James Bond movie. Yeah. No. But yeah, I think so. You choose Koba.
I would.
You're gonna side with IGN.
Okay.
And choose Koba.
Interesting.
That's good. That's really good. I like that one.
I didn't like out of the apes.
Yeah. I thought Andy Serkis did a great job too.
He did a great job.
Yeah.
Caesar's character is amazing.
Caesar was great in the first movie too.
That's true.
Yeah, I think Caesar was the only thing that kept me interested in that first fucking movie. But all right, so that's Jeremy's favorite thing. Sam, what do you got?
So my favorite thing about the entire film would probably be, I kind of mentioned it, the CGI and the way that the director, Mr. Reeves, employs both CGI and how he shot things to account for the CGI that would be added later. Because a lot of times, you'll have a movie. I mean, they did this even in Star Wars, where there'll be, pretty cool scenes and stuff. But you can tell, the actors are clearly just trying to imagine what the scene's going to look like after they add in, the AT-ATs or something, But in this movie, it seems it looks completely seamless. It's very eerie how realistic all of the apes look, but also the interactions between all of the humans and the apes. Because I don't know what he did exactly to, have the other actors aware. I know the major apes, the Caesar and them, they actually had actors run around in little pin suits and stuff.
Sure.
But in the grand scale scenes when lots of stuff is going on, that was just
that was very impressive.
So just the way that he worked all of the CGI into the film to make it seem very, very believable. That was really cool.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
And do you have a favorite ape or character?
I think my favorite ape is probably Caesar, just because he's kind of a badass.
Caesar is a badass.
Yeah.
I think that struggle between the apes is more engaging than any other struggle.
That was huge.
It was
huge. Plus, his character has a lot more depth than I think the other ones. Other than Koba. Koba has a lot of depth too.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a good. They had to focus on two, and those two are great.
Yeah, you get to know those, Caesar.
They were the main two that they focus on.
Yeah, you get to know Caesar more than I think anyone else in the
entire
movie.
That is true. Right. Yeah. I mean, I'll agree with you with the CGI thing, just because, like, I mean, versus other movies, when you see sweeping shots, like when the monkeys are going across the bridge,
yeah,
right, these shots, it's almost like the shots were made specifically for the CGI, and the CGI didn't have to accommodate the shots that were made.
Yeah, it didn't look cheesy.
It was like a blank canvas for these computer whizzes to work on, and yeah. It looked great.
Yeah,
yeah. I am going to say, my favorite thing they did in general was I liked the, it sounds pretty basic, but I really liked all the scenes in the woods.
Oh,
everything
yeah.
in the Muir Woods scene, like that was really good. I could, like, the city scenes were like fine, but like, I liked that contrast between, like, you know, the ape's home versus the human's home.
Oh yeah.
But right. Also that whole thing with the dam, I thought was very interesting. It added like a little extra texture to it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, even though it's set in San Francisco, like, the settings are varied enough to keep it interesting. It doesn't feel like a one act play.
No, it doesn't feel like Sharknado 2.
Oh yeah. Which we're uploading tonight. So that should be good. That's where, like, I'm going to go. My favorite guy was Koba as well.
He's Koba, fantastic.
Yeah, and I think just the way his like the menace of that ape was so strong.
It's palpable.
It's palpable, and you can feel that at the beginning of the movie, but when it explodes at the end, just like it's kind of like, I was just thinking like Darth Maul.
Yeah.
Like, he is the monkey is Darth Maul. Like Darth Maul.
Yeah.
I was just thinking that is the scar too.
That is the scar. That Mufasa. It's like it's an unstoppable.
Right.
For whatever reason.
And, I mean, it's because...
won't go away.
It's because he's really clever in a way that, like, you know, you could imagine, but he just executes it so well.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's driven by a real, like, darkness and hatred.
Yeah.
Which is the total opposite of Caesar, makes it really good.
Yeah.
And it's just a completely different philosophy. It's not that he's necessarily a bad
ape. No, it's just a different set of thoughts. Yeah. No,
his
I agree.
Is different.
Now, let's talk... I don't think there's necessarily a least favorite scene. So, Les, what did you not like about the movie?
Yeah, Jeremy.
And this Jeremy all probably liked the movie more than all of us. It's a caveat. Let's hear what you didn't like.
The only thing that I could think of is that Kurt Acevedo character who shot...
oh, that guy, the bad,
like,
the bad human dude? Yeah,
the bad human. The jerk human.
Yeah, the bad one.
Asshole.
Yeah. And then they kept bringing him... They brought him back. After he shot the ape.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, he's the only person that knew how to fix the dam.
Well, but then he did that... without spoiling further, you know? So
yeah.
So he does a bunch of other asshole shit.
He shouldn't, like... They shouldn't have let him move on.
They should have banished him way before they actually did. Yeah. He just stuck around.
And that was also a very predictable thing that was to happen anyway.
And, like, they all hated him. I don't understand why he would have been there for that long.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make any sense given any of their characters.
That, that's probably... Is that your least favorite character?
Yeah, probably.
I have a least favorite. Let's do a least favorite character and what you didn't like, too. So that's what... Okay. So you didn't like him. Uh-huh. And that you thought that whole device was stupid and predictable.
I did. I thought that his entire character was
very predictable. Like that was, like, a glaring kind of obvious thing, too.
Uh-huh. And he was just, like, a one... way character too. Yeah. It wasn't like he wasn't multi-dimensional.
Yeah, I agree. Now, Sam, what do you got?
So there are a couple things that I didn't really like that much about this movie. One of them I alluded to earlier with Carrie Russell, who I think is cool, but her character basically shows up to explain things that don't need any explaining.
And then that one situation that gets them out of trouble.
Yeah, in a lot of different situations, she'll just be like, "Oh, we need to fix the dam." Mm-hmm. It's like, well, yeah, that was the purpose of this entire trip.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're paying attention, Carrie. Things like that. One of the things that annoys me later is they basically, this isn't really a spoiler because I think it's in the ads, they learn how to use guns, the apes do.
It's in the posters too.
Yeah, and it's a little weird how accurate they are with the guns and
for how they use one hand.
And the fact that none of the guns seem to require reloading because they're not reloading the guns, obviously. And it seems like there's one big, like, really cool confrontation, which is awesome. But when they do it, it's like they have infinite ammo. It actually seems like everyone has infinite ammo.
Everyone has infinite ammo. And also, just because the humans are outnumbered, they should still be able to.
Yeah, because you can still outnumber apes who, for the most part, other than, you know, exceptions like Koba and Caesar, are still
they were
like,
cannon fodder, essentially.
Yeah, they're just kind of like normal apes. They just like.
But I did like. I mean, that was a great scene. Even
yeah, that
though
was
it was
an awesome scene.
It was it was kind of like a ludicrous thing.
There are a lot of points in the movie like that where I was like, well, that doesn't make it. Like, they take over an armory. And in my head, I'm like, you have two people guarding the armory. And those two people are testing guns by shooting them at a Humvee for no reason.
Yeah.
That's how you test guns.
No.
And why would you shoot? Yeah, stuff like that didn't make any sense to me. I was just like, this is so dumb.
And I think part of that is like my understanding of the drug, and maybe Jeremy can help me out with this. My understanding of the drug is that makes them very intelligent for apes.
Yeah.
Not necessarily super intelligent.
Yeah, they're not
surpassing
like,
humans.
Yeah, they're not like
right.
If anything, they're putting them on equal footing.
Yeah, yeah.
But except the apes could do way more.
Well, because they're stronger.
Yeah, physically. They're stronger, yeah, and no, yeah, I mean, like that's a big difference.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. It's just dumb.
The gunplay, like, I thought was
weird. The gunplay was kind of weird. The
but that first kill scene with Koba, that was really
that
good.
That was awesome. That was great.
Yeah, right.
That was good.
And that didn't involve infinite ammo.
Oh, when he was like playing around.
No, that was a great scene.
That was great.
Yeah.
That stuff is fine, but at the same time, it's like, well, why would you have a small group of humans and you have two idiots guarding all of the weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense.
No.
There were a lot of moments where just the dialogue was kind of like, well, that's stupid. But again, that's a lot of that is from just Carrie Russell. None of that is really with the apes.
Yeah. So Carrie Russell is going to be your least favorite character.
Yeah, she kind of is. I like her a lot.
I like this because we're going to have all three different least favorite characters.
Yeah. In this movie, she was just really bad. There are also some really cheesy lines of dialogue throughout, spoken by a couple different characters. They're like little lines, but it's just kind of like, well, like, come on, you don't need to do that. Your audience is a little bit smarter than that.
I just thought it was Jurassic Park for 2014. That's what
basically,
I felt like. The way it was shot and like kind of like the
the
story is totally different.
I thought the story was way better than Jurassic Park's.
Yeah, but the writing,
and the story in Jurassic Park is better.
the writing for the characters felt on par to like that.
Yeah. They're very
better
believable.
Than Congo. Not, you know, better than
why
Congo.
Was
but
that? Why you got to bring that movie up?
Congo is great.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tim Curry, worst accent in any movie. Congo, check it out.
It's so good.
He's like supposed to be Romanian, but he sounds like
a guy who's having a stroke in his throat.
Yeah, or like he got shot in his throat and blood's coming out of his mouth and he's gargling it up. Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. No,
that's amazing.
Those are all valid complaints from Sam, I think.
Yeah, but I think that those are the two big things.
Yeah.
I also sometimes kind of got old with how some of the scenes were shot.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted a little bit more variety. More
sure. I'm going to go, my least favorite character was the son.
Oh, yeah, he was a dingus.
The son
too.
Was pretty bad.
The son was terrible, and he was not, okay, so Carrie Russell had a couple scenes where she moved the plot along.
Yeah.
The son literally had nothing, except for with Maurice.
I really don't understand.
They're just hanging out.
No, I don't understand the purpose of the son character, because I thought, like, you know, he's making friends with some of the apes. That's cool. But I thought that was going to lead to something, and it didn't actually lead to anything.
Well, it led to Maurice saying, run.
Yeah.
That's all it summed up to.
Basically.
And that guy was a shitty actor in general.
Yeah.
But I just think I had a problem. I was like, well, if he's going to be in there just as much as Carrie Russell, why isn't he doing at least what Carrie Russell is doing?
Yeah, that dude is the equivalent of the daughter in Californication.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that girl. Yeah.
Both of those characters didn't really do much.
Yeah.
But, like, they didn't really say much either, so...
I was just surprised. Like, that movie could have... That movie could not have the son, and everything would have gone the same way.
Same with Carrie Russell, or, like, have her just, you know, in some...
Pop up for that one thing, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of the time, like, the reason why I think both of us are kind of picking on these two characters is because it really halts the momentum of the film. Because, like, whenever they show up, it's like everything stops to hear them.
That's actually my biggest complaint. And I'm going to say it's the pacing of the movie.
Yeah.
I liked the second half of this movie. And when I watched the first half of this movie, I was like, this movie is a 3.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, dude.
When I was watching this movie, like, and it really redeemed itself towards the end.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But I was like, during the podcast, I'm going to be like, what's the big deal? Because this movie is so fucking boring.
Not only is it slow, but it's like, this is all stuff that you could speed up and it wouldn't be a big deal.
And I'm guessing every line you guys are saying right now, oh, and don't bring that mean human guy in who just shot the monkey.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like, we get it.
Because you know what's going to happen 40 minutes down the line.
It's super predictable for the first half.
And then you know what Carrie Russell's going to do to fix the problem.
Yeah, because they basically, one character will lay out a plan, and then they will show you executing all of the plan, the boring parts included.
I mean, I enjoyed them working on the dam.
That was cool. That was
cool.
I mean, and it's just when things got rolling, they started rolling well.
Yeah.
It's just to get to that point was a lot of the same shit we had seen in other movies, mainly like survival movies or like a man versus nature movie.
Yeah, and it's not that the early part is only really suspenseful whenever Caesar and Koba are kind of like discussing things.
Or when the first time the humans meet the apes.
Oh yeah, that part
Jason Clarke did.
Yeah,
all of his scenes were great.
Jason Clarke is fantastic in the whole movie.
He was great.
He's fantastic, but I mean his you know charisma and acts like aren't really enough to make the first half that watchable.
Yeah.
I thought his relationship with Caesar made it just as watchable in the first half.
I was just kind of like, okay, I get it.
I mean,
or he wants to be friends, I should say.
That's the only redeeming part of the first half, if that's what you're talking about.
Right.
But I get it's also just two leaders of the same group getting along, which is what's supposed to happen. The other thing I was thinking, well, I have a question for you guys. IGN and everybody who listens to us, I mean, if you go to IGN's film reviewing site, I think they're the people who gave Pearl Harbor like a 10 out of 10. Okay, so that should tell you something. IGN
tells me that they're legitimate film reviewers.
Yeah, they're just like, I love Cuba Gooding Jr.'s performance, right? No, they gave it a really high review, but everyone, like, this movie is universally acclaimed.
This movie is very well liked.
One of IGN's complaints, which is like a nitpicky complaint, but they complained that Gary Oldman was underutilized. What are your thoughts about Gary Oldman's role in the movie?
I thought his role was great.
I thought it was sufficient. I don't think that he was underutilized.
I think he was
good for what he was.
I think
just right.
Maybe they're saying that since like if you see a name like Gary Oldman, you assume that he's going to be a big part of the movie.
Yeah.
Right?
I could see that.
But, I mean, I thought he did a great job with this character, and I thought his presence was enough to drive it through.
He was just
And
fine.
He's more just, he's a supporting character.
Yeah.
He wasn't
intended
to be a main character.
Yeah, no. Okay, so that was my main complaint, was the pacing. And then my least favorite kid was the kid. My least favorite character was the kid.
Dong.
Now, since it's Jeremy's last time, we'll let him be the last word. And I'm sure it won't be the last word. We're going to talk about it. I'm excited to hear what he says. Sam, you can go first.
Okay.
Now, what you got out of a 10, and should people go see it?
I would give this a strong 7.5 because I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it took a really long time for me to start liking it.
Yeah.
Because, again, the first half, maybe the first two-thirds.
The third act was great.
Kind of boring and kind of really predictable. It felt like I was watching Scooby-Doo. Like, I know what's going to happen. Just get to it already. Why are you taking so much time fucking around?
Oh, totally.
The last third is just awesome.
Yeah.
It's epic and lots of stuff happens.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's really good. So,
would you say a matinee? What would you say?
I would say probably a matinee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See it in the big screen, I would guess, right?
Yeah, you should probably go see it in the big screen.
Yeah.
Although I don't know that a movie like this movie has a lot of close shots because it's more like, you know, trying to keep us. It's like a small scale, like a micro approach in filmmaking to a really large scale issue.
Yeah.
And so the way that Mr. Reeves handles it is fantastic, but I don't think it's something that like, oh, you have to see it on the big screen.
No.
So,
yeah. That third act was fantastic.
Yeah. Super cool.
I guess I'm going to give it my review now, and I'm going to give that a 6.
Okay.
I give that a 6. Jeremy's face has disbelief on it.
Yeah.
And my 6 is because I gave Charade a 6.5.
Yeah, you did.
And I enjoyed Charade a hell of a lot more than I enjoyed
I love
this
Charade.
Movie.
The movie's fucking
and awesome. The reason for that, not because Charade's a better movie in one sort of section, but I was more entertained throughout of all Charade.
Yeah.
And the first two-thirds of this movie, I was just thinking about something else. Because I knew the flow of this movie was so familiar. Third act was stupendous.
Yeah.
And I'd still say go and see it, which is weird for a 6. But go see it because the third act was great. And you might like the first two-thirds of the movie. It's just the fact that I didn't necessarily hate it. I was just watching something go on. And I was like, let's get to the point where everything's going to break free. Because when it breaks loose... That's compelling movie making.
Also, I forget how long this is. I'm going to look it up real quick. But it is 130 minutes. If they condense the first...
it'd be a great 90-minute movie.
Yeah, if they condense the first half down and like chop this down to about 90 minutes, that would be really killer.
Yeah. That'd be all killer, no filler. Sum 41.
Yeah.
Great album.
It is a great album.
Derek Wimbish.
who looks like a doofus.
Our prayers really are with you and your family.
Yeah, you need some help, bro. You
sick alcoholic. All right. Jeremy, you are the savior of this movie.
Yeah.
Give us your best plug for this movie. Why you rate it so high? Because I'm assuming it's going to be
or
high.
Low. Yeah. We don't know.
And why people should go see this movie and why Sam and I are wrong. Yeah. Let's do it.
I'm going to give it 8.5.
Oh, okay. Actually, that's lower than I thought you would give it. Really? Let's hear it. Let's
that
hear
sounds
it.
About right to me for Jeremy's like.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's Metacritic give it?
Let me check.
Isn't it really
it's
high
in
on Metacritic?
70, like 79.
I thought it was like a 90 something. Well, Boyhood's 90 something, right? On Metacritic?
Like 8.2 right
Boyhood's 100.
Oh, Boyhood shit. Should be at 100. That review crazy, is yeah. just going to be, this movie is great.
Yeah,
go
I know.
See it.
It's going to be right. a, it's gonna be a 5 minute, review with the four.
Boyhood is the highest yeah. rated movie I've ever seen.
Of all time, probably.
Of all time.
Yeah. All right. Let's. So what you're getting 8.5 and why?
Given that, well, like, the only reason it's not higher is because of those. Probably, they are
three parts. So
basically, like, all the human characters outside of Jason Clarke and Gary Oldman, I think, are pretty
kind of static acting.
They're pretty static characters. Yeah.
79 on Metacritic.
79 on Metacritic.
Good, really good.
That's good for Metacritic.
Yeah.
So it's yeah, stale yeah. acting on majority of the cast part.
The humans.
Of the humans. Yeah, the I thought all movie. The apes were yeah. pretty much were compelling.
When this movie started, yeah. I legit thought it was going to be mostly about the apes, and I was like, this is going to be cool.
Yeah.
yeah. No, it's. I gotcha. So the acting was what brings it back a little bit.
Yeah. And like, I liked, I mean, to go why I disagree with y'all about the first part.
Yeah.
Is I thought the first part was more, it was just about how Caesar was as a leader.
Oh,
and
sure.
And I thought that was pretty compelling.
Okay.
I got that in the one scene where he's like, no or go.
And everyone listens to him?
And everyone listens to him.
No, but those scenes, some well, of those scenes like, are great. Some the, of those scenes are great, though. Yeah.
That, like, Kobo was questioning him.
Kobo.
Kobo.
I mean,
Kobo.
Yeah.
Kobo's a cooler name. Kobo's. Yeah, Kova.
But, like, he's questioning him how he's weak to humans and right. all the apes ride up. I thought that was a great scene.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the scenes with the apes are really good.
Yeah, those are
well,
those
like,
are
great. The first interaction with the humans.
That's a fantastic scene.
When they cool. ride when they ride up to the town. That was, I guess, the
oh, that was really cool,
interaction.
Too. Yeah, the second interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess my issues aren't necessarily with the ape scenes. But just more of the pacing in general. Like after those confrontations with the ape scenes, like you have an opportunity to speed it up.
Yeah, those are like nice scenes where they set up what's going to come next.
Those
but
are really good
they
points
take a long time
for the plot in general.
What's next?
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
I like the merging though, because like all that had to deal with the apes conflict.
You feel like it adds some more depth to it. Too?
I thought it did.
Yeah. Okay.
I thought it paid off in the end.
And I think that's what the majority of people think too. Yeah. I think Jeremy is the voice of reason, and Sam and I are just grumpy pants right now. Yeah.
Like, I thought all of that was necessary. Yeah. I guess what y'all were saying
gotcha.
Was slow pacing for the big
payoff. Right. I could see that. And that's what a lot of people think.
Yeah.
And what would you say, like, go see this movie right away, rent it, buy it? What should you do?
I would say go see in the movies.
Is this in 3D?
It was in 3D, not anymore.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Which would have been kind of cool.
That probably would have been
there's
cool.
Nice
I mean, that final fight scene would have been stupendous in 3D. Yeah.
All the action scenes were great.
Yeah, all the action scenes were great. The apes, I think, were fantastic.
Yeah, just the way that they were implemented throughout the entire film, mm-hmm. and how good they look and how realistic they move and everything, just awesome.
Yeah.
Makes the regular Planet of the Apes look like trivial shit.
Yeah, and I'd say that all of us think to go see the movie, even though I rated it lowest amongst the group, I think that we think it's worth seeing because the CGI throughout the whole movie is stupendous.
Yeah, it's just impressive to see.
Yeah, it's great. And, you know, Jeremy likes it. A lot of people like it better than me and Sam do.
Yeah.
And I think that's really how you'll probably feel about it, too.
Yeah.
Good movie. I recommend it. Jeremy recommends it?
Definitely.
Any last words for the podcast, Jeremy? You're going away. I'm sad.
Yeah.
My heart bleeds. My heart bleeds, Jeremy. Anything?
It's like, keep up watching movies.
Keep up watching movies. That's good.
That would be my final.
Okay, perfect. Cool. Awesome, dude. Well, we're going to miss you, but we'll be hanging out more. This makes me sad. I love you, Jeremy.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Well, thanks, everybody, for listening. Let us know what you think about Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, how it compares? Because, I mean, it's a trilogy. The first one is just Planet of the Apes, and I think they tried to keep the same. Did they try to keep the same?
This is the second one.
I know, this is the second one of this, but, like, they have the... Is it the same universe at all? Because the name...
These are all prequels.
This is prequels to 1968 version.
Oh, no, I know that, but I meant the one in 2000 or 2001.
You mean... Planet of the Apes is as if it never... Yeah, version. You just ignore it totally.
That version should have not existed.
It's a total reboot.
Okay, because, yeah. The logotype and all of the branding is the exact same.
Yeah, it's the same franchise. They just fucked it up with Marky Mark.
They want to forget about that movie.
Okay. Yeah, forget. But that's exactly good call. But yeah, cool. Totally different.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. Well, tell us what you thought. You know, about the trilogy and whether you liked it, whether you didn't. And thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Bye, Jeremy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.